you love Jesus.
Yes.
He loves you. And he's just waiting for the Father to say, go get my children. Go get your bride, Jesus. And then we'll all be together in heaven eternally. Weary of a place that's called heaven. It's made for the pure and the free. These truths in God's word he hath given. How beautiful heaven must be. The angels so sweetly are singing up there by the beautiful sea. Sweet chords from their gold harps are ringing. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be. Our precious Heavenly Father, how we love you and praise you and thank you that you have prepared a place for all of those who love the Lord Jesus Christ, who are depending on him for forgiveness of their sin. Thank you, Father, for eternal life. Thank you that the whole family will be together one day in heaven. And I know it's going to be beautiful because everything you've created, Father, is beautiful. And sin has tainted it. But one day we'll be with you in heaven where everything is perfect. Thank you, Father. Father, I pray a blessing on each person that has tuned in to listen this afternoon. Might they be encouraged and strengthened in their faith. Might they hear the word of God and apply it. We love you, Father. We thank you that you have given us the Holy Ghost. Those of us that are born again, we're born of the Spirit of Jesus, and we have everything we need as we walk in the Spirit. Thank you, Father, for guiding us, directing us, and even chastening us when it's necessary. Thank you, Father, that you keep us on the straight and narrow, and the Holy Ghost is going to bring us safely home in your precious name, Jesus, our Messiah. Amen. There's a song that says, "Meet you there, come while he waits for you." I remember back when I was born again, I met a couple of women, and they said to me, "Have you been to the cross?" And that night, I had a dream, and I was standing at the foot of the cross, looking up at the Lord Jesus, hanging on the cross and paying the price for my sin. Oh, it was such a special vision, and I realized that apart from Jesus, I would have no hope, no way home to the Father. Amen. Buck, would you play "Kneel at the Cross"? Listen to his voice, leave with him your care, and begin life anew.
Kneel at the cross, Christ will meet you there. Come while he waits for you
with open arms.
Listen to his voice, leave with him your care, and begin life anew. Mio at the cross. Leave every care, Mio at the cross. Jesus, oh, hear me.
There is.
Who would his glory share?
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Bliss there awaits.
Harm can there befall those who are anchored there.
Play it, Pastor.
Time and remember what the Lord Jesus has done for us.
Amen. Boy, if there's ever a time that we need to kneel at the cross, it's in these days and times that we're living in.
Amen.
We've all had a lot of changes in the last couple of years. And it seems like the year 2022, we're going to be confronted with so many changes that we need to stay at the cross.
Amen.
Oh, the cross of Calvary, where Jesus took your sins and mine upon his precious body on that cross.
Amen.
You know, Jesus said, take up your cross daily and follow me.
That's right.
And you know, sometimes we think maybe that's an affliction or something. But the Bible says that the cross is what we need to take up daily, and that's the gospel of Jesus Christ. What must I do to be saved? You know, a lot of people are asking that. A lot of people are saying, what must I do to have any peace in this old troubled world? Amen. Well, folks, we're going to have to go to the cross. When you go to the cross, you realize that Jesus, He shed His blood for the forgiveness of our sins. And we've got to meet God and let Him confront us with our sin.
Yes.
And we need to be sorry for the kind of life that we're living if we're living in sin.
That's right.
And you know, the Lord is not just waiting to punish us. He's waiting for us to come to Him so that He can forgive us.
That's right.
I want to go to the book of Romans today. I want you to always keep the cross in mind through this short message. Paul was writing to the Romans, writing to the Gentiles. Now, if you're not a Jew, you're a Gentile.
That's right.
I'm a Gentile. Pastor Nikki, you're a Gentile. And this was written to the Gentiles. And how that Paul was showing the Gentiles, and the Word of God is showing you and me what a rotten sinner we were.
Yes.
If we're saved. And how that our righteousness, the Bible says, was as filthy rags.
That's right.
So that means you can't be good enough to earn your way into heaven.
Amen.
And Paul wrote in the first chapter, starting at the 18th verse, "For the wrath of God," listen to me today, "for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men," women, men,
amen,
"who hold the truth in unrighteousness."
Amen.
You know what the Bible says. "Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, it is sin."
That's right.
Now, sin is the only thing that separates us from God. And God don't want us to be separated from Him. That's why Jesus came and took it all upon Him, on His body, on the cross of Calvary. As He was going up Calvary's hill, He had you and me on His mind.
That's right.
And the Bible says that we know the truth and we don't do it. And that is considered unrighteousness. "Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it unto them." Folks, today I'm telling you, just about all of this world knows that the gospel has been preached. And because of all the technology and the internet and satellites and all this, the gospel is being preached 24/7. Now, some people haven't heard it. And you may ask me, what's going to happen to them? Well, I don't have the answer, except if you don't know the truth, then how can you be held accountable for it? But you and I, in this United States of America, we have had the freedom to preach and hear the gospel since the beginning. Our country was founded on biblical truths. Most of the people that wrote the Constitution and all of the things that they started out with were born-again Christians. Our first president of the United States was a born-again Christian.
That's right.
And you know, God is holding us. He's holding this country accountable. He's holding this world accountable for those that know the truth and reject it. The Bible says, "For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen."
Amen.
I'll tell you, in my short 77 years, I've seen God on every hand. And since I've been born again, since I was 43, 34 years, I've seen God work in my life and other people's life and all around the world every day. Every day. It's not just a Wednesday night and a Sunday morning, Sunday night time to serve God. Now is the time. It is high time that we turn to God to escape the wrath of God that is being poured out upon this world right now. Amen. Right now. It's not coming. It's already here. Being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead. Oh, listen to me today. So that they are without excuse. I want to say this, beloved. On Judgment Day, there's not going to be any excuse. God is not going to accept any excuse from us that have heard the gospel. God is not going to accept any excuse from people that call themselves Christians and they're not following God. They're living ungodly. There's going to be no excuses on Judgment Day. It is time now. It is time now to ask God to help you with the things that may be filthy in your life. It's time, if you're not saved, you need to get saved, because you're getting closer to hell every day. Hell is, I can't even tell you how bad it's going to be. But I read what Jesus said about hell. I read in the Bible that hell is a place of torment. I read in the Bible where the rich man lifted up his eyes and he seen Lazarus in the arms of God. And he said, send him down here and just put a little bit of water on the tip of my tongue, because I'm tormented day and night. Oh, beloved, can you get a hold of this today? That it is time. I mean, the real Judgment Day is coming, and it's coming soon. And we can see the wrath of God already being poured out, and mostly in our country. Why? Why is God pouring out His wrath? I want to read this to you today. Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God. Now, whoever listens to me or sees me today, I want to tell you that most of you, probably 99%, have known about God or knew that He was real. And it says that if we don't glorify Him as God, if we don't lift our hearts to Him and humble ourselves and repent of our sins, that He's not going to hear from heaven. We're not glorifying Him if we're not living a godly life. Neither were thankful. I want to say this today. Oh, are you listening to me today? We are the most unthankful nation in the world, I feel like. God has given us everything in this country, and we have turned our back on Him. We have turned out to be murderers. We have turned out to be adulterers. We've turned out to be full of immorality. We've turned out to be liars. We've turned out to be thieves. We've turned out to be horrible people. And we're not thankful. Listen, I tell you what. We have air conditioning in this country. A lot of people's getting help from other Christians. A lot of people are getting help from the government. A lot of people are working and complaining they're not making enough money because they can't afford two cars or three cars or more this or more that. But listen, I am thankful today. I thank Him, Pastor Nikki. We pray in bed before we get up, and we pray in bed when we go to sleep. Our prayer is not, Lord, gimme, 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 but thank You, Lord, for what we have.
That's right.
I thank Him for this home He's given us down here in Salt Springs. I thank Him this morning and thank Him every day for a wife that loves Jesus, and that we are in one mind and one accord, and we know why God put us together, and we are totally dedicated to pleasing our God with our marriage.
Amen.
Oh, listen to me today. Man, if you got your eyes wandering and you're married, Watch out, women. If you're not happy with a man that is taking care of you and serving God, watch out.
That's right.
Watch out. You know, we have to glorify God with the way we're living our life and the way we treat other people.
That's right.
We have to be kind. We have to be patient with other people. And I've always said, you got to love everybody, but some you have to love them from a distance. Because the closer you get, the more they take advantage of you. But you can still love the person and hate the sin. Somebody say amen out there.
Amen.
Praise God. Because neither they were thankful and became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened.
That's right.
Oh, I pray, dear God, I pray for Holy Ghost power to tell you if your heart is being darkened by the cares and the things of this world. God wants your heart full of light, full of love.
Yes.
Willing to help and go the extra mile.
Yes.
And listen to this. Now, this is where it's going to get a little tougher. This is the Word of God. Professing, I'll get that word out, professing themselves to be wise, they become fools.
That's right.
Now, I'll tell you, I don't want to be a fool.
I don't either.
I'm not going to call anybody a fool, but the Bible here says, those that profess themselves to be so smart and they forgot about God, the Bible says they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, to birds, four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Now you may say, well, I don't have none of those idols sitting around in my house. Well, you know what? If you're not putting God first, you got some idols in your life.
That's right.
You got some things in your life that you need to get out, because I tell you, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I'm saying to you today, I'm saying to you in love. You know, if you read in the Bible, it says that God is love. And if we preach the gospel, if we try to lead someone to Christ, we've got to do it in love.
That's right.
You know, sometimes with the three or four churches, we built a couple of them. And you know, I've always told, and we have a wonderful place of worship up on the mountain in West Virginia. And I tell everybody, listen, this is not a place of us four no more. It's a place for sinners. It's a place for the ungodly to come and let the Holy Ghost power show them there's a better life.
Right.
Some people says, you know, I don't want to come to church if so-and-so is coming to church. Why not? What's wrong with you? You're professing yourself to be wise. What does the Bible say? What does the Bible say? Listen, we need to love the sinner and hate the sin. And the Bible says that we need to give God the glory for everything we have. And if we have much, we need to love Him much. If we have little, we need to love Him that much even more.
Amen.
Because it's not in the things that God gives us. He's not our servant, but He's our God. He's our Creator. He is the King of kings. He is the Lord of lords. Oh, He's the Holy One that came from heaven and wrapped Himself in flesh and went to the cross because He loved us, and He alone has provided a way for us to be cleaned up through the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And He's provided a way for us to overcome. So I want to say to you today, oh, it's a terrible thing to fall in under the wrath of God. And I want to say this with love. I'm not saying it to be mean, but you ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing.
That's right.
I tell you, the Holy Ghost woke me up. I gave a message in tongues and then interpreted, and God said that bad things are coming, but we need, as God's people, to press forward. Don't look to the right. Don't look to the left. Don't look back like Lot's wife did. But we need to keep pressing forward, taking one day at a time, doing what God puts us in our heart to do. And everything that we do, we need to do it as unto the Lord.
That's right.
That's the only way we can escape the wrath of God.
Amen.
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 Amen. God bless your hearts. Today, if you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, I'm calling on you right now. Right now. With all the love that I can get from the Holy Ghost, I'm calling. Listen, you've probably tried everything else. Why not try Jesus?
Amen.
You know what? That'll be the best decision you ever made.
That's right.
To receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And the Holy Ghost will move in. And as each day progresses, you'll grow with Him. Christian, listen to me. We need to escape the wrath of God, because it'll be harder on us than it will be the sinner.
Amen.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. But now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Play it now. Would you come to Jesus today?
Bye for now.